From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Opie Cates' his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Mark Yukakis.
Boy, I didn't sleep a wink all last night. Just bought a new Murphy bed. Was that uncomfortable? I guess Murphy was still in it. Well, maybe I'm done sleep because I was too excited about acting in the... I was acting in the Chamber of Commerce show which they had last night, you know. I could hardly wait until the morning papers has come out. I wanted for to read what the crickets has said, you know. Cut out all the reviews. I got them all here. The Evening Times gave the show 4 stars. Walter Winchell gave it 2 orchids, and the Butcher's Gazette gave it 3 meatballs. Let me for to see what his review says here. Here's one from the Morning Express. The Chamber of Commerce show held last night was a big hit. Here I am. Park Yukakis, the well-known restaurant owner, gave a brilliant performance portraying half of a horse. He was assisted by Mr. Olcott. Of the 2 gentlemen who played the horse, Mr. Park Yukakis' performance was the most realistic. I don't know if that's good or bad. Oh, my back still hurts me from bending over all night playing that horse. Next time, they want me for to play the part of an animal, so it'd have to be an animal who stands up like a giraffe. Say, with a neck like a giraffe, it'd be easy for to take all those bows. Well, here comes Opie Gates. Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parky. Say, you know, that show was okay last night, and you was pretty good, too. Yes. You know, from where I was sitting, you looked like a real horse up there. You're some actor. You know that, Parky?
How you mean some actor, Opie? How could anybody be a good actor playing the part of a horse? Of course, I tried to make it, you know, look real by swishing my tail and killing all those flies, you know.
Yeah, that was good, Parky, swishing your tail. Hey, tell me, was that written in the part?
No, I made that up myself. I figured might as well build up the part a little bit. I did a little ad-libbing, you see.
Well, you sure was wonderful, Parky.
I was? But what do you really think of me, Opie?
What did I think of you?
Yes.
Why, that was the finest performance I ever saw in my whole life.
Opie, are you really think that I was any good?
Good?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I've been going to that Chamber of Commerce show for 10 years, and you were the greatest thing I've ever seen over there.
But, Opie, did you really like it?
Like it? Yes. Why, Parker, you were sensational.
Opie, tell me, Smith Smiley, was I really any good?
Good. I'm telling you, you was wonderful, Parker. Really? Nobody could have played that as good as you. You was terrific.
You know something, Opie? I could listen to you talk by the hour. Well, I guess the crickets like it, though. They all give it good reviews.
Well, you're right, Parker. Yes. You made such a wonderful horse, they gave you a swell review in today's racing form.
You mean to say they mentioned me in the racing form?
Mentioned you?
Yes.
Why, you're today's best bet.
I am?
Well, sure. And then the next play you're in, you know, I'm going to bet $2 on you to show.
Yeah. Say, you know that my back is sore this morning, Opie? That guy has played the part of the king, you know. Kept jumping on and off me all night long. He must have weighed over 200 pounds.
Yeah, he sure was a big guy, Parky.
Sure was.
And then in the second act, when he put on that suit of armor, that must have weighed at least 200 pounds more.
Yeah, well, I don't mind what he weighed 200 pounds. I didn't even mind when he put on that iron suit either. I didn't even care when he jumped on my back, started to holler, "Get up," you know. But when he kept digging his spurs in my ears, that was it. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parky. Hi, Opie.
Hi, Betty.
Betty, how'd you like the show last night?
Oh, it was all right, I suppose.
How you mean, all right, you suppose? Don't you think what I made a good horse?
Oh, sure, Parky. You made a wonderful horse.
Yes?
I was so thrilled, I felt just like running up on the stage and shaking your hoof.
My hoof?
Oh, look, Parky, why don't you forget all about being an actor and take care of your restaurant business instead? Frankly, I don't think it was very dignified of you to play the part of a horse. It certainly didn't add much to your prestige.
Well, how you mean, Betty? Every actor's got for to start off small. Then you keep on getting bigger and bigger parts, and from that you grow until you're a big smack smash, you see?
Well, Parky, all I have to say is you better look for your success in the restaurant business. Parky, I don't want to discourage you, but you'll never make any money as an actor.
Oh, money, money, money. Who cares about money? Not me. Money is only incidental, Betty. That is the trouble with people. They think what money is everything, but don't forget, money is never could heal the pain of a broken heart or put together a broken dream. Yeah, money is never could patch up a busted home or bring happiness to a wasted life. No, no, Betty, money is nothing. Of course, I'm talking about Confederate money, you know.
Parky, be serious.
Oh, man, I wonder what this old man coming in wants. How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Say, I got a telegram from Park, your carcass.
Telegram? I wonder who it's from.
It's from Western Union. I can recognize the handwriting.
Well, you know, a telegram.
Yes, sir. Sign right here, Sonny.
Thank you very much. Say, mister, don't you ought to be kind of old for to be a Western Union boy?
Oh, this ain't my regular job.
No?
No, I'm just taking my father's place.
Your father?
Mm-hmm. He got hurt delivering messages yesterday.
What happened to him?
He fell off his tricycle.
I see.
Oh, I'll be glad when he gets better so I can go back to my regular work.
No, don't blame me. Why, what is your regular work?
I play right halfback for UCLA. Bye, Sonny.
Bye-bye. Oh, Mike. Open up the telegram, will you, Betty? See what the telegram says.
All right. Oh, Parky, this sounds like somebody's trying to have some fun with you.
Well, what did it say? Read it, Betty.
Well, it says, please phone Mr. M.H. Tobin at our studio, Hollywood 51130,
yes,
and arrange for an immediate appointment. Signed 20th Century Pictures.
20th Century Pictures is once for to see me?
Somebody must be kidding you, Parky.
Well, about the only way you can find out is to call them up, Parky.
Okay, I'll go to find out right now. Hand me that phone. Hollywood 51130. Getting it. Hello, is this the 20th Century Pictures? It is? It is. Well, this is before Kikakis. I've just got a telegram to call your studio for to make an appointment. Oh, you know all about it? You know all about it. What, you say they want me for to make some pictures?
Now I've heard everything.
Sure, I'll make an appointment. 3 o'clock today?
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll be there. That's 20th Century Studios, 3 o'clock today. Okay, goodbye. You see, Betty, you was laughing at me, but those picture people were seeing me last night in the show, and now they want to sign me up for pictures. You know, those moving picture companies always sending out fellas, you know, to look for new talent. They call them Boy Scouts, you know.
But, Parky, you were only a horse. Now, what would they want of you?
Maybe they want him to play opposite Trigger.
Yes, Trigger. Say, that Trigger is a big star. He's even bigger than Lassie. But believe me, before I'll through, I'm going to be bigger than the both of them put together. And who knows, someday I'll even be promoted. I'm going to get the biggest part in the picture. I'll play an elephant. And who do you think will be riding me? Sabu. Oh, my Betty, I've not got much time. Got to be in that studio at 3 o'clock.
I shall be loving you through all eternity, and if you don't believe me, wait and see. My heart will still be true when stars on high have flickered on little candles in the sky, and when the evergreen has withered on the bough, I still will feel the same as I do now. These little words I know can never show how true I'll be. And if you don't believe me, just you wait and see.
That was a swell song, Wait and See. That's a good title, too. Hello, Bob Williams.
Hello, Parky. Say, I saw your show last night. It must have been awfully uncomfortable inside that horse.
Oh, I'm dumb-minded, Bob, because I'm just said to myself, why be irritated? Light an old goal. So me and my partner were smoking all goals all night long. Not only was it comfortable in there, but it was also a pleasure, you see.
Well, yes, Parky, when you light an old gold, you do get comfort and pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Golds get the benefit of a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for superb extra flavor and bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of this truly great cigarette.
You know, I do that all the time, Bob.
Well, fine. And I'll see you later, Parky.
Yes, I'll see you later. Gosh, I'm better for to go upstairs, start to get dressed. Don't want for to be late in my appointment in the studio. Oh, my, I wonder what this man wants. I'm in such a hurry, too. Yes, sir. Could I help you?
Hey, you the proprietor?
The proprietor? I should say not. I'm the boss.
I see you got a sign in the window. Dishwasher wanted.
Oh, yes. Are you would like to have the job for to wash the dishes?
Me?
Yes.
Why should I wash dishes? Is that why my mother struggled to send me all the way through grammar school? Is that why I took a correspondence course on how to speak Spanish?
Spanish?
Is that why I took lessons from Arthur Murray so I could wind up washing dishes? Look, mister, you got an awful lot of nerve trying to make me wash dishes.
I don't say what you got to wash dishes. I was standing here minding my own business. I don't even know who you are. I never seen you before in my whole life.
Oh, in order to get a job as a dishwasher around here, you got to be a friend of yours for life, huh?
No. Look, so far as I am concerned, let us not worry. Let us not worry at all about washing the dishes, okay?
Oh, I don't suppose you know it's against the law to serve food on dirty dishes, do you? Mister, you're in a real jam.
Who's in a jam? I know it's against the law for to serve food on dirty dishes. You don't have for to tell me that.
Well, then why don't you wash the dishes?
I do wash the dishes.
Then why are you trying to get me to wash the dishes?
Look, mister, I don't need you for to wash no dishes.
Oh, you don't, huh? Then why did you put a sign in the window, dishwasher wanted? Mister, I can have you brought up for misrepresentation.
Look, that Chinese don't mean you.
Oh, no?
No, it don't.
Then why did I come in here?
I don't know why you came in here.
Well, I'll tell you why I came in here.
Why?
I came in here to get a job as a dishwasher. And what do you do?
What?
You start giving me an argument.
I start giving you an argument.
Yeah. You're trying to keep me out of work.
No, mister. I'm not trying for to keep you out of no work. I'm trying for to be very polite to you. Are you would kindly, please, if it's not too much trouble, like for to, if you are so kindly, have a job as a dishwasher, if you please. Boy, is that a crazy guy. Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I'm never going to be in that studio at 3:00. That's just the way it is with me all the time. Rush. Oh, well, when I'll be a big movie star, I'm going to make up for all this rushing. Every day I'm going to sleep until 2 o'clock in my swimming pool. Oh, look who's coming in now. It's that faker, Orville Sharp, the salesman. Well, I'm going to get rid of him quick.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Ponkercock.
Hello, Mr. Sharp. Look, I don't got no time for to talk to you. You see, I got to be in 20th Century Studio, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. Opie told me all about it. So yeah. You're going to be a big actor in pictures. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, yes.
Now, every actor has to have an agent. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that. Tell me, are you an agent now?
Am I an agent?
Yes.
Ho-ho! Mean to tell me you never heard of Orville Sharp, the star maker? Why, I'm famous from coats to coats.
You're famous from coats to coats?
Yeah, from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Atlantic to the Pacific.
Why, say, you couldn't find a better agent than me, and don't forget my slogan.
What is it?
I'll make you famous as Constance Bennett, and all I charge is 10%.
Look, Mr. Sharp, why do I have to have an agent?
Why, all the actors have got agents.
They do?
An agent can make a better deal for you. Let me give you an eggs and apple.
Go ahead. Give me an eggs and apple.
Now, at 3 o'clock today, you're going over to 20th Century Studios to make a deal.
Right.
No doubt about that, is there?
No, there's no doubt about that.
Okay. Now, you're new.
Yes.
You don't know your way around.
Yes.
So what happens?
What?
They offer you $500 a week.
Yes.
They give you a lot of fast talk. And before you know it, you sign a 7-year contract, and there you are, stuck for 7 years with a measle $500 a week.
$500 a week is a measle? Boy, would I like to have the measles right now.
You realize that I could have gotten you $1,500 a week for that same job?
You could?
Why, of course!
Of course!
And that's why you need an agent. Look, I just got you $1,000 a week raise, and that's pretty good. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Now, all you pay me is 10% of $1,000, which is $450.
Oh, wait a minute. 10% of $1,000 is $450? Boy, in the school I went to, it was $350. You don't know your subtraction, boy. Now, I'll give you the $350, and you're going to start to be my agent. But
yep.
It's no good because you don't do nothing to me, you see? Didn't do nothing
well,
to
now,
me at all.
Wait a minute, brother. It's not what I did for you. It's what I'm going to do for you.
What are you going to do?
You know, when I'm your agent, I don't only get you a lot of money.
No?
I got to plan out your whole career.
Whole career?
Why, sure. I'm going to make a big star out of you, for instance.
Yes.
You was on the show last night playing... You were playing a part of a horse.
Yes.
And, brother, because you didn't have me as your agent, you missed a wonderful opportunity.
Opportunity?
Sure. Now, if I was handling you...
Yes.
I'd have worked up a terrific publicity campaign.
I see. What would you have did in the campaign?
Well, now, since you're playing a part of a horse, I'd have put some romance in it, see?
Oh.
And had you fall in love with somebody who's famous.
Look, I only played the part of a horse. Who could I fall in love with which was famous?
Busher.
Busher, you mean the racehorse?
That's right.
Oh, look, I don't want to fall in love. I don't want to fall in love with no horses. What is that?
Now you're making a big mistake, Brunner. Busher happens to be one of the wealthiest horses in America.
Look, when I get married, it'll be for love, not for money. I don't think what I need, don't need no agent at all. It's not worth no $350 to me, boy.
Okay, all right. How much you want to spend? What do you think a good agent is worth?
Well, maybe I could spend $1.75, $2, that's all.
$2?
Yes.
For $2, you expect to make me to make you famous? Why, for $2, the only thing that I can do is to take you down to the lobby of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yes.
Have you stick your feet in wet cement, and then let you stay there not for years, not for life, but forever.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Old Gold presents Obie Cates as clarinet and his orchestra playing Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief.
delicious, mellow, mild. Smokers, how is it that the Old Gold people have created such a miracle of taste and flavor for your enjoyment? Why do you get such comfort, such pleasure from an Old Gold? Here's why. Old Gold does more to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that mean more smoking pleasure. To be specific, in Old Gold you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more. An added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and richness. And Old Gold gives you more than the ordinary moistening agent, because in this cigarette you enjoy the special humectant, that famous added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, why, even the paper on Old Gold is another detail which gives you added smoking luxury. For it's made from virgin, pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. Yes, Old Gold does more to give you more. That's why they're so smooth, delicious, mellow, mild. Try a pack of Old Gold at your favorite counter or in the cigarette vending machine.
Well, here's the place, 20th Century Studios. Through these doors pass the most beautiful people on earth. I wonder if they got a rear entrance. Well, might as well go in. Now, let's see, the name that I've got for to see is Mr. Tobin. Oh, there's the information desk over there. I'll go on over and find out where he is. Pardon you, miss. I would like for to see Mr. Tobin.
BZ or LD?
MH.
MH?
Yes.
Would you please turn around when you say that?
Turn around?
Yes, we never mention his name without facing the east.
I see. Well, I got an appointment. See him 3:00.
Oh, fine.
Yes.
But now, before you can see Mr. Tobin, I'll have to fill out a card.
Oh.
What is your name, please?
Parkyakakis.
Parkyakakis?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
Oh, I never bother about spelling it. You see, it just starts with a big letter P and it ends with S in between. You just write a lot of letters fast.
Thank you. Age?
Medium.
Sex?
Greek.
Now, what is the color of your hair?
Sandy. Yesterday, I went to the beach.
Eyes?
Two.
Now, have you ever had any serious illnesses?
Well, about 4 years ago, I had a hangnail. Look, all I want for to do is see Mr. Tobin. Didn't know I had to pass a physical.
Well, I guess I have all the information I need. You can go in and see Mr. Tobin now.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Hey, you, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas? The name is Dumby Pocahontas. It's Pakyakakis.
Remember me?
Yes, I remember you. You're the guy who was coming to the restaurant a little while ago for that dishwasher's job.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Well, I was just in there again, and they told me you was over here, so I rushed over here to see you. It's very important.
Well, it must be important if you got to chase me over here in the studio, you know.
Yeah. Is the dishwasher job still open?
Yes, it is.
Well, I spoke to my brother-in-law about it, and
yes.
I just wanted to check with you to make sure I had everything straight, see?
Yes.
Now, the hours is from 9 to 6, right?
Yes.
And it's 2 days a week off?
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And he gets all his meals free?
That's right, and he gets $18 a week besides, you see?
Well, that's exactly what I told him.
Well?
I just wanted to let you know that he don't want the job either. Goodbye.
Boy, I wish that guy would stop following me around here. Oh, here's Mr. Tobin's office. Yeah, I'm so nervous. Well, here I go.
Well, come right in, sir.
How do you do, Mr. Tobin? My name is Parkyakakis.
It is?
Yes.
Well, that's too bad. Couldn't have happened to a nicer fellow.
So you're the man what you send the wire to about making some pictures, you know?
Oh, of course. But it really wasn't necessary for you to put on that green makeup.
Who's wearing makeup? This is me.
Oh, pardon me. Now, Mr. Parkyakakis, you understand that we have one of the finest studios in the industry.
Oh, yes, I've seen lots of your pictures.
Fine, fine. Then I don't have to tell you what we do.
No.
Well, I don't suppose we should waste any more time. Might as well get started.
Yeah, might as well.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, please take off all your clothes. Step behind the screen.
Step behind the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna give me a screen test?
You...
Why do I have to take off all my clothes?
Well, we're going to make some x-rays of you.
Oh, I see. X-rays? I never knew what people's got to take extras if they're going to act in the movies.
Movies?
Yes.
Well, what's this got to do with the movies?
Well, don't this be the 20th century moving picture studio?
Heavens, no. This is a 20th century X-ray studio.
Then why did you send for me? I don't need no X-rays.
Well, we got an order this morning from the California Medical College to take pictures of your head.
What's that for?
Well, after seeing you act in the show last night, they want to know what's keeping you alive.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
For the further adventures of Old Gold's Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Obie Gates, his clarinet, and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Thimberg and Parky Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.